you for listening.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Up to see when I got the cue.
You good.
I got the cue. Welcome to the accredited, powered by 10th year seniors here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Ronaldo, and I do believe that it takes many hands.
My name is Andrew. I think it takes fingers, hands, knees, and toes.
My name is Ricardo. I definitely think Starbucks should reach out to us. We could use Starbucks on days like this.
I went out last night. I'm John Mark. Could Kaizen throw a mace further than the baseball?
I like that.
I love the fact that is where John took us today, because this is going to be a Lazy River show today, guys. There's a lot going on. There's a lot in the Lazy River before, whether it's at Atlantis or someplace else. Anyway, you've been to a water park. You know how it works. You get in the Lazy River. You just let it traverse. You don't rush.
You meander
along, and that is where our conversation is going to go. But before we get to Carter, is going to do his job.
I just shocked by the fact that they have Christmas decorations up. It's Christmas time.
Why are you shocked by Christmas decorations being up?
I didn't recognize it until just now.
I'm shocked that it wasn't there earlier.
There was a tree downstairs.
There?
Yes.
In the corner.
I didn't notice. I'm sorry.
Mini hands.
That tree.
Mini hands.
But if you want to join the conversation today, you can reach out to us. Telephone lines are open. 323-625-4319. Or toll free, 242-300-5720. Text lines are also open today, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796.
It takes a village to get those numbers.
Eventually, y'all got to get his quote right. I feel like he could just double back and just have a problem.
That imitation is
sincere. You can double back, bring a friend.
Many hands. So our Lazy River, John gave us the perfect segue. That's why they pay him the big bucks when he mentioned... On one hand, the mace. On one hand, mention Kaizen throwing a baseball, because I want us to start 10th year seniors of self-promoting platform. Kaizen is an extension of that. But the under 15 national baseball team, I think they are doing a tremendous thing, putting youth baseball on the map in the region right now. 3-0, they had a huge win against Cuba. And
they beat Cuba.
Really?
You see how John said that? Let that sink in.
They beat Cuba.
Okay.
You know what they do in Cuba? They got old cars and they breathe baseball.
I mean, they do something else.
I know what else they do.
Absolutely. That's not all.
Great architecture. Their mechanics are amazing, because since the embargo, those cars from the 50s.
Medical tourism.
Cuba does a lot of great cosmetic tourism. Cosmetic tourism, maybe, perhaps.
Really good rum. Yes, see all these other things that we speak about that Cuba does.
But baseball is like
baseball for sure. So when you hear about Cuban baseball in the region, you think of excellence. You think of that on par with the Dominican Republic. You think of big names like El Duque that got to the
MLB. That's where the MLB goes to, like, scout a lot of the people, right?
But they sent their best here, and our best was better.
Nice.
But here's the thing. We didn't have our best on the mound.
We didn't?
No.
So let me give them a rundown of the Caribbean Baseball Cup. So the Bahamas Baseball Association, if you talk to people that are in the know with baseball, they could tell you about, they call it, it's pretty much a three-decade period where ball was not played at an international level, where there was...
just nothing going on.
Yeah. So that has returned now, and the Bahamas... has begun its return to prominence in that arena, because it's completely different where you could have a one-off player like a Jazz Chisholm or, you know, like Lucius Fox, Sebastian Walcott. That's entirely different from how your country is viewed in baseball. Those are personal accolades, personal achievements. Jazz is not going to boost our rankings. But you got to give credit to the BBA for kind of reinvigorating the national team program, and what the youth program is doing now and showing that they can play at that level.
I think it's amazing, and I'm not just saying that because my kid is on the team.
So my question is, what changed? Because
the baseball culture changed. Because
even I played baseball right there at the one.
What?
What
position did you play?
I
want to do the rest of the show on this.
No, cool. I was a catcher and a first baseman.
You were Kaizen before Kaizen.
Why
you never offer to give him some tips?
Let's be clear. I wasn't good. That's why I didn't take it to the next level.
We're going to have a video of him catching versus Kaizen.
I do have videos.
So we can see.
I do have videos.
Why are we not?
Yeah. To all the old
why are you holding
to
that?
All the old heads out there, my uncle is George Bethel, and he was a part of the Sunshine Boys. He was a huge part of that. He would take a bunch of
is that a gang?
No. I think they didn't join some. I don't know something.
Okay.
And he would take all of us out there just across the city, but it was just to keep us quote unquote out of trouble.
It's nice for gang members to reach out.
Me, Kevin Baston, Sanchez Brooks, all us would just go out there.
And all terrible baseball players.
Horrible. We were all terrible, but it was fun.
Kingsway's finest.
No, that was St. John's actually. You sure? And then it was just a day. You go play baseball for 2-3 hours, and you go to McDonald's, Oaks Field, and then you do what you got to do. That was it. But I played for a minute. But that's my point. Bringing it back home, it was never a big deal to us. At no point did we have aspirations of none of those aspirations.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
That is where the difference lies.
And the culture has changed again. Right. Because now the aspirations are here of...
It returned.
Kids are always seeing kids sign now. Mm-hmm. And you remember, these kids are signed at 16, 17. So it's you're still a teenager. You still don't know what the hell's going on in your life, mm-hmm. realistically. But at least you want to play baseball.
Mm.
You're getting a job. We've gone through this before. Mm. You're getting a job at 16, 17. You're not going to college for 4 years to go get a job. You're getting your job early.
Mm.
And then from there, like I said, people seeing the culture shift of this could be a living. This could be a career.
But was this in the last decade or the last
when Jazz, decades? Lucius, and them signed?
So okay. I think if we look at it as, and the Sunshine Boys probably looked up to when baseball was at its... The first peak, I would say it's at its peak now, but let's say the first peak.
Mm-hmm.
During the Andre Rogers era, the Adam Brister, Wente Ford, that era, where you had, in that time span, you had 6 or 7 Bahamians make it to professional baseball. And then you had that 3-decade lull until Anton Richardson, right? Mm-hmm. So those guys from the previous generation had something to look up to. They had those aspirations, and that's why they tried to pour it back into people like you. And that is why private leagues started up. And I know this is something that Carter wanted to get to, but I'm gonna set it up for him perfectly.
See,
right?
I knew from you jumped on the whole idea of the Sunshine Boys. You were to get this call. Caller, go ahead.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah. Just the way, on that first wave, right? On the earlier crew, those guys actually went into pro baseball cold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they made it on natural talent. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, our group now, these guys are coming in prepared. That freedom from group must be given his kudos.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Thank you.
Facts.
Okay. Yeah.
I actually agree with that call. The freedom farm thing is huge.
He makes a great point, and that's where the conversation was going to go. So what really changed the baseball culture here is private entities really taking the mantle and saying, we are going to develop this next generation of youth baseball players. We're not going to wait on anyone. We're just going to go ahead and do it. So you had Freedom Farm do it. You had the Junior Baseball League of Nassau do it. And the next iteration of that, what formed out of that was players that were produced out of that programs went off and saw the way baseball is being played at a higher level and said, we can take this to the next level. And from those programs came the academies. And so that's why the gap has been between, places like us in Cuba and the Dominican Republic, because now training around the clock, that kind of thing is happening. That is how we're able to now produce pro players at that level. And so if that continues with this generation, I think the sky's the limit for where we can see the programs go.
But definitely the academies are, and people don't realize how important the academies are, because they're the ones who have the contacts to be able to know the scouts, know the teams, and that's half the battle half the time.
That's most of the charge.
Because you just have to know the people, and some people are going to take a chance on the kid, and if that kid hits, your credibility now is, hey, I could talk to them, they're not going to BS me, they're going to let me know this kid is XYZ, he's worth this much. So it's people got to realize the business side of it is probably more important than the kids' training.
So every one of these kids, if and you should go out, while we're here, you should go out and watch the under 15 team play. They have two more games. So tonight they play St. Martin in the semifinal at 7 p.m.
This is the team they beat 33-0 last time.
Wait. Stop. Shut them up.
Can I just wrap 33? That?
33? Yeah.
Yes.
It was like a 3.5-hour game.
Is it a basketball game or a baseball game?
That's a very poorly played basketball game.
Jesus, amazing.
And PISS, senior girls. Come on. Sarah, the same thing.
See, that is
y'all just giving these stray bullets.
Deep cut. But presumably, they get through to that. Then it would be a rematch against Cuba in the gold medal game Monday at 7 p.m. But back to the point of the programs. Most of these kids, save the two that from Grand Bahama, these kids have all come up through Freedom Farm, JBLN, and on top of that, also from the academies, from iElite, trained by Untamed Performance Training. I just want to say, when you have a great sports performance coach, this is the kind of thing that happens.
Who coaches there? I wonder what their names are.
Thank you for asking, Andrew. So Untamed Performance Training is a program established by Cale Fox and yours truly, Ronaldo Dorsey.
Where can I find you guys if I wanted to? How can I get in contact with you?
I won't be like Carter and put my number on.
Do you have Instagram?
I keep telling you, you got to get like, the second line. I keep telling you that. But no.
If you want to contact Untamed Performance, 357-7335 would work.
Y'all call John.
It takes all hands.
No, but what I wanted you to many clarify hands. Is, even in your time as a parent to Kaizen going through this process, what has changed in the last 5 to 6 years? With the academies, the introduction of their entire sports program, what has changed dramatically in that time frame?
I think kids actually having I'll just use us four sitting around this table as an example. Did any of you know exactly what you wanted to be at 12?
No.
They do. Like, they know, hey, I want to pursue baseball, whether that's me playing professionally or me using the game to get to the next step. They know that at 12, and obviously it takes sacrifice from parents. It takes someone else seeing that vision to say, hey, this is a possibility for you to do it. I think that's what has changed. And it's a lot of parents saying, we don't have to follow the same traditional mold. You can take that chance. You can take that shot. And obviously, this is a gamble just like anything else. Because you could go to traditional school and not get the job that you want. This is the same kind of concept.
But it's way less of a gamble now than it's ever been.
That's why I asked the question.
It's still a huge gamble, by the way.
I feel it's one
of your parlays.
Right. Jeez. I feel like...
well, please parlay that.
This parlay hits more than this parlay.
God, please let this one hit more.
No, but I feel like the system is just so much more refined than it was back in like 2012, 2013. Because I feel like once kids get into the program, it's almost like prepared them to take that next step, get to the next level.
So I'll give you an example of what this looks like for them on a daily basis. And this is kids ranging from 12 to 17, right? Train in the morning.
Then what time?
You're out on the field 6:37. Mm-hmm. You're on the field until about 10:30.
Is it important to say the times? Because people wake up like, okay, it's 9:30.
No. Then you're out on the field for about 3 hours, and then you got class from 3 to 5 hours after class. You hit the gym, which is a very important part of the day because you got your sports performance training. And then after that, practice again in the night. So that's basically a three-a-day with classes in the middle. That's what school's for. Uh-huh. Homework is archaic. I don't know if you know this, John.
No, I do know. I've always agreed there should have been no homework in life.
Sean's saying that for many different reasons.
With so much emphasis.
Moving them CDs.
But no, this is what it is, and this is what it takes, and this is how you build a program. And I think for baseball to have this resurgence, like the caller said, yes, it's great for the private entities, and I think it also shows other sports that, you know, we talked about this last week on the show. Everyone sits around and says government got to do something, but if private entities take control sometimes. And you just do a lot of this. Let the government follow your lead in certain situations. It can be done. And we see baseball reaping the benefits now.
But in all the other countries, in Dominican Republic, in Cuba, we'll name those two countries because basketball is the same thing. Yes, government has a lot, but private corporations there take a big burden. They're sponsoring their – like you see every single country except the Bahamas have sponsor on their uniforms.
Yeah.
Like it's one of those things because they're able to – get their corporate entities in their country to support the banks, the phone companies.
But have these private clubs in the Bahamas done that? Have they gone to push for more of that?
You always go and push. Mm-hmm. But then some companies are like, all right, what's the value going to be? Come back next quarter. You know, there's always an excuse coming where it's like, if you have a company, you could always budget something in for that. You could always say, you know what? Let's just budget something in just in case the national team comes and they may ask for XYZ. Because right. That's the only way it's going to work for, like you say, a government and them. Because, yes, I agree, government could always do more, but also we can do more. It's like you put the time in.
What about when I say that about people being aware, Cardo get mad at me.
What about a contract system? And I know that's probably horrible wording. I'm sure False God can come with a way better word than that. When it's a contract system, I mean, okay, cool. We see a young John, 12 years old, has a lot of promise. I am a phone company called...
Yes, you could do that now because...
Black NIL. Guy Phone. Okay, so Black Guy...
It's a very creative name.
I don't know. We have a... Can I purchase
stock in Black Guy Phone?
Right. So we have...
Can John have Black Guy Phone?
No, but facts. And then we have an eye on John for the next, let's say, you know, we can give him a contract for 3 years. Mm-hmm. John does well in that 3 years. All right, we extend that contract. John makes it big. You right now signed a contract to say, you know what? Let's say get... If I hit a... Jazz Chisholm trajectory. Mm-hmm. At that point, you're still under contract with us to promote our brand, to do our thing. We ain't going to pump up as much money as, let's say, a Nike or a Roc Nation. Oh. But we're now attached to John.
Oh,
and anytime you hear John, you hear Black Boy Phone.
It was Black Guy at first. We talk ad nauseum about how horrible our corporations are.
You better win 2 gold medals and be the best
even,
in the world. But
even then, our corporations are horrible at actually endorsing our athletes. It doesn't happen.
Capitalism. What's in it for them?
No, I don't
think it works mm-mm. like that.
So here's the thing, and this is one thing. And so we have college basketball players off, right? And those college basketball players cannot get NIL in the USA. They cannot.
They can get it here.
They can get it here. Mm. And the thing is, it's like, this is where the conversations as consultants, maybe, I know, you know, you can call us, could come in because, you could build a brand identity with a particular player. Mm. So we have 2 girls who play Division I basketball, right? Didn't have one of the phone companies, the cable company, even Bamboo Shack or something like that to be like, you know, all right, maybe we can give them $1,000 a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is way more than they're getting now. But it's something to build the identity of we're going to help out our local athletes in a certain way.
Some type of branding.
And then, exactly. And they'll still promote us because they get time off. They could do commercials. They could do this. They could do camps and all that. So it's like, you need corporate Bahamas to step in to, because government can't step in and say, oh, we're going to give you money. We're going to give you. They have a subvention
unless
program.
You want a subvention list.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's something where corporate Bahamas could come in and say, let's, like you say, you hit the ground running when they're young. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to forget that. They could be big time. They could become a Jazz Chisholm and get a T-Mobile deal that's probably paying him 7 figures to be a spokesperson.
But see, what we've have to give all credit to this new age of social media, because what we've never been able to accomplish in this country is this idea of loving our own.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see persons across the internet, across these platforms for years and years and years. That builds that brand equity that they could then go to the next level. So if you have somebody that's coming from the school that you're, the academy that you're associated with, if those kids understand that, hey, every time you pop up on social media, that's the ability for you to generate revenue. That's the ability to you get your face out there. Then you could then make yourself a brand that corporations could then get behind.
I agree, but then the corporations themselves have to buy in. We all go on social media every day and we see these people giving money to influencers who do absolutely nothing.
They do a little bit.
But what is an influencer? You can have people with actual voices getting this kind of thing done. People with not just brand recognition, but with careers moving forward.
Everyone knows, and I guess it, when we post a sports story, right? And we know what's going to hit and what's not going to hit. Anything on the weekend late ain't really going to hit. But let's just say the Bahamas wins this gold medal,
please,
right?
Watch news this weekend because we're on.
Yeah, we're on the news this weekend. But let's just say they win, they go to the championship game and they beat Cuba, right? I guarantee you, everybody is going to be trying to support and be like, oh yeah, way to go. And thousands of shares, thousands of likes, but we can't wait till they get to this level. You can't wait till they win. Because it's a junior team, you got to then say, okay, what's the next step? It's going to be a U16 tournament.
That's why the love of the sport and the love of the development is so important, because if you have the understanding, like if you see Kaizen, for example, if you see Kaizen, for example, for the last 4 or 5 years, developing through the ranks of a junior program into a senior high program and then into a national program, what he becomes, if you now see him on social media, he becomes the voice of that generation. He becomes the face that everyone knows. So if I'm working at a bamboo shack and I say, hey, I want us to advertise this new product, Kaizen will be the face because people in that generation who were targeted used to see in his face.
And that's
why we still have the same handful of influences that we do now, because it's the same faces just moving from product to product.
For the past 15 years, we've had the exact same influences.
So nobody in any marketing department is like, hey, they're not going to think outside the box.
No, they're not going to trust
anyone. They're not smart.
I'm not going to say they're not smart. They're not going to trust unknown commodities. I'm just saying, because they're not going to look at it and say, well, like, hey, I'm going to put $2,000.
The known commodities working?
No.
To them, it is, because it's
seen. I can't let you get that bar off.
Listen, I know.
If you can tell the truth, let's tell the truth. It's a favoritism game. It's a who-know-who networking.
It's a small group. I wouldn't say a favoritism.
I've been to these awards, bro.
Go ahead.
I have not been to
any. I've been to these awards, bro.
I'm never going to.
We can shoot these shots today.
It's the same 10 people.
And this is what I'm saying.
And two of them talented.
So if the same 10 people sit in the same pool over and over, how do you ever expect them to see a Kaizen?
But my point is,
Kaizen then has to be loud enough so he can then
influence. You ain't hearing me. Kaizen's not in that bubble. You know the way this works. Cut it out. If you ain't in that little bubble of these dudes who are part of this little popular sphere, I don't care how talented and loud you is, they ain't gonna be on your run like that.
I don't want to know people who break it,
but hold on, you're correct.
Yeah. Us, he's one of them.
But many hands. I think we can do a better job of actually having athletes enter that space. We are all very Americanized, right? We're the ESPN generation. Yeah. We weren't raised on local sports. Let's be for real. We were raised more on ESPN than anything else. Like growing up for me, Stuart Scott was a bigger voice than anyone here.
Steve McKinnon. We got no satellite. ZNS, beloved. Y'all had money. I had Paul Zonicles. Bucket.
Okay, so how do we used to watch football games back in the day?
I didn't know.
I just wanted to say.
I didn't.
I can't remember.
Until DirecTV hit.
Thank you.
Completely caused me to lose my brain. I don't remember.
Everything else was, and you had to go out to see it.
We have the problem that we have because we've been going to bars since we've been like 10.
That's what I was just about to tell you.
Oh, okay, yes. Now
I just met you in the last 12 years. That's all I got to do.
Now I remember the point. So we were raised on seeing athletes be these endorsers. We were raised and conditioned to think that, you know what, these are the voices, these are the ones that get the attention. And maybe that's because the American economy places a greater emphasis on sports and it's just recreational for us. But I feel like athletes can do so much more in terms of pushing products, in terms of being influencers, because they have bigger voices without actually saying anything.
We have to raise the level of love that we have for sports, and that's the only way the culture is going to shift. Going back to the point that you made about athletes in the U.S., that happens like that because the athletes then become the culture narrative. You had Michael Jordan he was out of college, pushing the idea of a Jordan brand shoes through Nike. He moved the needle.
Nobody shares more things than young people playing in sports. Let's just put it that way. That's always going. Facts. Like the baseball post, you put a picture with a bunch of kids. First of all, they've seen themselves in a picture and they're like, oh, this fresh. They don't expect to see those things. But you know who's sharing it? All the young people. You know how much followers we get just because all these young kids like, oh, I see my friend on this account. I see this. They're the ones who could push the product.
The amount of parents who hit me up and like, hey, Drew, can 10 years please come in and watch my child? You know, they're always on your site. They want... Not even with good production and good graphics. They literally just want to see themselves somewhere other than the old lady Facebook.
What you trying to say, bro?
Y'all do a very good job documenting, getting more people want coverage of their child playing sports.
Y'all have anything not with good graphics? Anyway.
He on air.
Yeah. And we're about to take a break from being on air because this is halftime. When we get back, we continue to meander along the lazy river.
This is
a rapid river.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $30,000 to provide holiday meals to families in need. But we need your help. From November 4th to December 18th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in Nassau, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
This Christmas, Fidelity Bank is still the one. With one easy monthly payment, one fantastic way to save, and one chance to win $5,000 in extra cash. Make that move to Fidelity Bank and apply for a personal loan for a chance to win extra cash today. Call 356-7764 for more details.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care. For every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com or stop by a branch today.
Get ready for the second annual Candy Cane Carnival, brought to you by Nassau Cruise Port, December the 7th, from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. This free holiday event is perfect for the entire family. Enjoy sweet treats, fun games, and amazing performances by the All-Star Band, Royal Bahamas Police Force, Rhythm and Youth, St. John's College Choir, Bloody and the Scotch Conk Band, and more. This Saturday, meet us at the Candy Cane Carnival at Nassau Cruise Port, the place to be.
This holiday season, stay connected to the ones you love with Alive. Switch today and get 5 gigabytes of data free with your first 30-day plan. Whether you're sharing holiday moments or enjoying Junkanoo Bay, Alive keeps you connected all season long. Visit BeAlive.com to make the switch today. It's good to be alive.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
There's the cue. Got it, guys. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Accredited, powered by 10th Year Seniors here on Guardian Radio 96.9. We left the conversation talking.
Carter got to do his job.
I don't think he's going to get to that eventually.
No.
Yeah. No, I actually was.
No, you
so
weren't.
What I was going to say, see, this is a rejoin.
This is Lazy River, right?
Lazy River. Okay. We're meandering.
It's really less hands.
So I was.
It ain't many no more.
Many hands, many villages.
Many hands. One nation.
If you want to join the conversation,
y'all
telephone
even
lines
let me
are open.
Toss the alley up
323-632 or 325-4360.
Like
325-4259. And to get it right this time, toll free, that's 242-300-5720. And the text line is also open. That's 422-GR96. That's 422-4796.
I go on.
See, many hands.
Many hands are clapping. One nation, one sports talk show on a Saturday at 11.
Got to build a village.
You can continue now.
All right. So we were talking baseball. We were talking under 15 Caribbean Baseball Cup. That conversation kind of took us down the road of development, and not just development in this one sport, but youth development in general, because that's an evergreen topic. We could talk about that every single week. But I am going to remind you, hey, 7 o'clock tonight, Andre Rogers Stadium, go out and watch these kids play for yourself, and then a huge matchup, presumably, against Cuba again on Monday night. So we have two more opportunities to watch them. And like every member of this panel was saying, and the conversation took us to the point of influencing and why corporations and culturally we don't buy into, or not even at a younger age, because we don't even see it happening with Jonquil and with Buddy. We don't even see it happening at the very top. We just don't have a culture where athletes are seen as voices that can push brands forward or are seen as marketable.
I mean, you work in marketing.
That's
before right. We go. We went to Hero for the Albany at Albany, and the Kari's photo is still next to Shawnee's photo.
Yeah.
I mean, he is.
Y'all know them ads still up?
The ad's still up.
It may only be up out there, but it's still up.
Well, I mean, up there is like,
I'm just saying.
That's a Negro. He's probably fast as well.
A two-time gold medalist.
He's fast as something. And
Corey from Toronto.
He running from something.
Oh, God.
He running from many problems.
No, but we're
delivered by old boys.
But respect.
We do a show for three people.
But with respect to the marketing element, this is why I keep saying, and I keep bringing it back to this new generation of social media, because that's where the difference comes in. You have kids now that are able to build out their brand at such an early age, just doing natural stuff.
Their personality.
Right. Never in the 90s or in the 80s, kids had the ability just to be themselves out there for the world to see. It's weird now, but you still have the capability of kids now turning that into monetary gain. They have the ability to show that they can interact with the public, they could promote a platform, they could build content at 12, 13, 14. And then if you add the sports element to it, you have a person that could eventually have hundreds of thousands of fans behind them just from one social media program. Look at Kai. Like, Kai, he's
Sanat?
He's everywhere just off of the fact that he's good at streaming.
Not Kai's endorsement.
How does one become good at streaming?
Just be online. Like, that's the crazy part of it. If you create content that can engage people for multiple hours, you have the ability now to get a promoter behind you.
He's actually a good kid.
Like, he's actually not a bad guy.
And this is my thing, though. So, I mean, obviously, we are going to talk from a sports perspective because that's the bedrock. That's the foundation of everything we do. But I feel like you have this discernible
y'all
talent.
Y'all should probably add that to y'all academy. I'm just saying, like, add, like, a little
streaming
brand course. No, a branding course. So kids at that age could understand.
Well, they got to do media training.
Right.
But hold on. I'm working on it. But before we get ahead of all of that, my question, and I don't have, no one in here has kids except a child, pardon me, except for now. My question to you is this.
Let me know, bro.
With the amount of pressure already, let's just use Kaizen. for the amount of pressure you're already on him to be up 6 o'clock in the morning, do all these things.
Can't he just do that on his own?
No. Because he had to be trained. We all was there. Like, he had to, like, this man had a football in his hand from Cable Beach time.
Yeah.
Straight down. Like, I remember that picture well. I was in the apartment.
Yeah, he was crying.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
lottery ticket, boy.
That little boy used to cry. So my point is, he was conditioned into it.
Everyone cries at 3.
Nah, John, so, I wasn't running laps in the sand at 3.
Choices are for the week.
What? Okay, hold on. I tried to defend you,
bro. Oh, sorry.
Razal Ghul never lied, bro. Sorry.
Also a good point.
My bad.
My question is, for the amount of pressure, for whatever amount of pressure he may have on him now, let's say he's the next big slow pressure on him to be a PR person, to be forward-facing in front of the camera while you're trying to be in school, while you're trying to perform, and while you're trying to do well. Because one slip, and here we go.
That's not what this new age of social media is.
Exactly. This new age of social media
is asking.
It's just people being themselves. That's why I brought up the comment. Because it's just him sitting in front of a computer gaming. It's just him sitting in front of a computer reviewing music. It's just him sitting in front of a computer doing random stuff with his friends. That's all this new age of social media is. Like, when we... Our idea of being social with our friends back in high school was us being all on the court together, or us, you know, playing around the dominoes or some sort of card game or something. Being outside together.
Definitely pursuing something.
Doing stupid things.
I see what you did there. But for kids nowadays, that's all done on these devices.
Yeah.
So if you could find a way to get everybody in one room to move towards a common goal, then you could get somebody, like, let's say you're introducing a new candy or a new soda flavor. That's the perfect now platform.
I agree with that. This
is what we should be doing. And my thing is, I feel like we're so far behind because we don't use athletes to do any of that sort of thing. And we're talking about them trying to do that at a younger age and understanding that. How are they going to do that? Where's that world famous?
Yeah. Agreed.
So they're not going to do that with ones that are just on the way.
Donald Thomas is still jumping at these big events, right? Yeah. He invited to these things. What they have for him at home?
Like, right now...
We eventually can get the light poles on the properties that they're supposed to get. We're working towards it.
We can see it, and I have no problem calling it from right now. Sebastian Walcott is probably going to sign the biggest contract a Bahamian athlete has ever signed in the next few years. That is on track to happen. I don't think most people here even know his name or are following his story, or much less a company understanding that, hey, perhaps we should try to have this person be the voice of something. This is the number one prospect in the Texas Rangers organization.
18.
At 18 years old, advanced to Double A.
Shout out to the Rangers.
Fast track to be in the MLB in 3 years.
How many corporations do you think we have that has the finances to sit down and
every
be like,
bank?
All of them. You know what?
Every phone company.
You know what they don't have? They don't have people in the know. Perhaps they should pay consultants to tell them, hey, maybe y'all should do this instead of getting the same 10 people that nobody could really listen to.
Who would you suggest to be consultants?
I would suggest that we be consultants.
Who's we?
Cardo, give them the numbers again.
The Guardian.
No. Your
of course I know. 827-1360. Reach out. 10YS is active. If you want to help build a brand.
Imagine we miss our blessing because they call it GR96. Like, oh, well, we had millions.
But 827-1360.
You can find many ads.
No, but facts. I think that's all it is. I'm not going to call the company, but Andrew works for a very, very prominent company. Mm-hmm. We see what they do year round, but it's never engineered to build up anything that could last. I'm not going to knock it. It's more so in the system of, hey, we're just going to sustain the eyes on us. Whatever comes along with it, comes along.
And the joke about it is, you only need one. You just need one to show it could be done. One just to show, you know what, this is what this could look like. Because trust me, one of Bahamians love is new things.
Y'all had the I could call it the turkey thing on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just replace that 1 year. Just 1 year. Give away one scholarship. Guys,
all I'm saying is, how do they get, and this goes back to when we were talking about what Jonquil's celebration was going to be like, how do they get more love from foreign entities than they get from the ones here?
Because foreign entities see it for what it is.
There is not a single Jazz Chisholm ad anywhere.
And this is where I'll go back to, and I know you've seen it, when you go to Jamaica and you leave the airport, all you see...
Shelly-Ann Fraser-Price right in your face.
Usain... Asafa, Johan, that's what you were seeing. When I went to Chile,
I'm tired of seeing the
Chile girls. Promotes their local athletes. So the Gatorade stuff is the people who play in their local leagues, their track athletes who run international level. So they are there for their promotion in their brands.
And that is how you get culturally indoctrinated to have these people become actual stars. That's why they only kind of exist on the periphery, because we're not seeing them be a part of the culture. How is it that this dude could be on the cover of MLB The Show, could be doing broadcasts during the MLB playoffs, can be with one of the biggest sports agencies there is, and I'm sure more endorsements are going to be coming along the way. Maybe
be with Jordan.
Maybe with some THC. But there's going to be...
I saw that.
But nothing happens here?
The irony of it is like...
Not even with his local... his foundation's Little League, nothing happens here. And it's not just him. We know everything that JJ went through.
He got the celebrity portrait draw, so he can sort him out.
That's it? But that's it, though.
Wait, the joke about it is, it don't even have to be like John said earlier, but it ain't got to be that. It ain't got to be like Gatorade and Wheaties.
It ain't got to be crazy.
Grant Hill had us drinking Sprite.
I had like 3 pairs of Grant Hills and that feels...
What are we talking about?
Wait, you know what shoes were fresh? The Kamikazes.
The Kamikazes was fresh. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, why? We're not doing that here. How is nobody taking advantage of any of this stuff here? How long are we going to continue to miss the mark with this?
You want to hear something crazy? At my last job, we got introduced to this program for persons to sponsor a roundabout. And in the roundabout...
But we like roundabouts, but...
Hold on, hear us out. You can dress it
except
up.
Except for
can,
liking how to go through them properly.
Hold on. You can dress it up. You can pull whatever flowers, whatever plants, whatever. Just make it look nice. And then you could, at the setup, put up as many billboards as you want.
So how much does cost?
I think the plan was like $3,500, and you get like a run of 6 to 7 months. But the question I asked at that point...
Right, we should have bought one.
I knew John asked how much, because he was thinking, how much it costs for us to get a billboard and do whatever we want to do with it?
It's kind of sanctioned. But the question was, so much things as y'all can put in these roundabouts and still get people to sponsor. Like, you could go to a company and say, hey, we want to make a roundabout dedicated to jazz. Y'all can sponsor and y'all can do all y'all other stuff, but these two sections, we're going to reserve to put up a billboard of Jazz, or put up a billboard of JJ, or put up a billboard of Walcott. It's so many things that you could do in these spaces to incorporate the sales element that you get from businesses and still promote these future stars, these future athletes. Even if you go as far as the culture, these future musicians, these junk new legends, it's so much things that you could do by allowing the public to push the payment. And you push the message.
And it ain't even new. I think that's the most hurtful part about it, because I remember having a friend come to visit, and he's very deep into basketball history and knew about Michael Thompson being the first international player drafted number one. And he couldn't believe there was nothing here.
You got a road
to commemorate that.
What a road is.
He didn't even understand. Michael Thompson. You know what he asked? He asked me to. He said, "Y'all gotta have some Michael Thompson basketball gym or something like that to go to."
I'll go with the story. So I was with Nicholas Massu. So he won 2 gold medals in the Olympics. Was a top 10 tennis player. And I remember this first question.
You gotta state your stats like that.
That's heavy.
That's solid one. That's solid one. Massu.
So
I know roles.
The first thing he asked, Johnson's. And he was just like, "Man, I know Mark Noah's got a good here." That's what he asked. And I said, Mark Knowles got a good here? I said, wait, they don't do nothing for that man over here. And he's like, hold on. He was the number one doubles tennis player in the world. Won Grand Slams. Yeah. Like, he couldn't comprehend that they didn't have Mark Knowles stuff all over the island.
This is how the...
And this is a top 10 tennis player from Chile.
This is how the outside community looks at and values our stars. This is how... Foreign entities looks at and values our stars.
To be honest, though,
we production value.
We don't do that. They get how it's tied into capitalism.
I didn't understand the wealth of the Bahamas until I went off to college. I had a professor Dadswell was like, "Yeah, I go." He said they go to Exuma every summer. He told me about all the sharks and all the stuff they do. And he's like, "Man, you must love Exuma." I was like, "Beloved,
I seen it on TV."
I've seen the pictures. Never been to homecoming.
It seems lovely. I don't, you know what I mean? But this our country. We're very proud people with no information.
That's how Kari get the billboard.
You been to Nagua?
There you go.
He been to Exuma?
Yeah, I've been to Nagua.
He exumas as a verb.
I've never been there.
No. When I came back home with my job before this, I got to see all the islands. But that's because of my job. I can't sit there and lie and be like, I've been on a pilgrimage. No, homeboy got a plane. We've been on a plane. All right, cool, bet. But I mean, the average Bahamian who wouldn't have had the privilege for their job.
Yeah,
you been to Mayagüez? He laughed.
I'm in the Cabbage
Beach.
That's
your island. It's your country.
Like, how many islands you been to though?
I gotta say.
I mean, you've been to a lot, but okay, now Where you been?
Ironically enough, the only island I haven't been to is Freeport.
I've been to
Grand Bahama.
Grand Bahama. Ironically enough, that's the only island I've ever
been. I've been to Grand Bahama and Exuma.
And Abaco.
I've been to Luther. I've been to Abaco.
Yeah, for the flag football thing.
Okay. Like, most of that was work.
Yeah, but
actually, all of that was
it
work.
It still counts, right?
I guess.
That's my point.
You've been to Paradise Island?
I have. Many times.
That's my point. The hour of behavior. So, again, the question has to be, is it a matter of taking things for granted?
Is it? A lot of it is monetary.
People. So, really what are we talking about?
You can't go to them. You've been to Harbor Island?
They're not. So my point is, they're not about to build which one.
Yes, that's what Keenum had to think. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Mark Knowles. You can't justify building a statue.
Yes, you can.
You could. The Irish Bahamian. What they building a statue tennis?
They have a national tennis center. How they ain't named the center court the Mark Knowles? Maybe did they name it the Mark Knowles center court?
I mean, you even got to build a statue.
Right. I don't even know.
A nice good plaque outside the building.
A plaque, a road, something.
You could start small and then build your way up. Not even start.
You could do a non-holiday day. Today's Mark Knowles Day. Like, wait.
I mean, we could.
Wu Tang has a day in Staten Island.
I celebrate every year.
You don't?
Wu Tang forever.
Just let's just stop at Wu Tang because they've been giving some keys to some dangerous people recently.
I mean, that's all right. Kendrick here to save us. But we need some company to have the vision, to have the foresight to actually. I just want to see what happens. If one takes a shot and goes at it and does it,
someone got to do it. I don't know who's going to.
I mean, if we had the money, we would do it, but we ain't got the money.
I mean, we already sponsored one kid.
Yeah, Kaizen.
I didn't even know where that was a thing.
Yeah,
we kind of do.
I just do what I can. My little ball chopper thing, you know what I mean?
I got him a PS5 remote one done.
I do have money for him though for that thing. I just remember that.
Okay, great.
You can give the money to his dad and you make
I don't trust now. I do not trust now.
That's me. Trust me, man.
You stole a dollar from me week before last.
I didn't.
Stole a dollar?
I didn't. It was reported missing. It went unclaimed.
Many hands.
Many hands. So the last 10 minute stretch. Oh, sorry. The last 7 minute stretch. Mm-hmm. We did not even get into the second part of John's statement, because John opened by saying, can Kaizen throw a mace further than a baseball? Lazy River, we have the meander. I might as well tell you all this last 7 minutes, probably not going to be sports related.
Can we critique Shannon Dawn's technique on throwing that mace?
Okay. You know what pissed me off the most?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, I just have to say, like, I didn't see the full, like, thing leading up to it.
Sorry, Cotto, before you get into that and you mention his technique, was it a throw or was it a drop?
He dropped it.
It was a push.
He dropped it.
There it was.
But the part that pissed me off, right, is this is why you got...
It was a mace drop.
Never congratulate the person imitating the natural app.
Mm.
If you go back and you read the stories, because I've never seen a video when Pinland did it. If you read the stories, it sounded like a fluent process. Like, from start to finish, it was quick. I watched the full tape. Then I realized Adrian White from the Sinan's constituency.
Who was the star of this, by the way?
He walked up to the window 20 minutes before, opened the window. Everybody knows of Assembly looking around like, what is he doing? Fresh so air. I was like, okay, he opened the window.
Breeze.
Even the speaker stopped was like, what are you doing? Like, nobody recognized he opened was the window. What could possibly be that? I got the mace and I'm like, okay, clearly we see what's going to happen here.
I got to love the entire production.
He struggled to even get it up because it's a blind thing there. He struggled to get it up.
Doesn't Pintard write plays?
Yes, and this was clearly scripted.
First of all, shout out.
Y'all remember Bus Ride?
First of all.
I'm sure he performed at your old school at some point.
Shout out to Adrian White for great ball protection.
Flag protection,
pardon me.
He still has the flag right now.
Great flag protection.
He would make an incredible offensive lineman.
I think he'd be incredible. Yeah, you're right, actually.
Yeah.
He'd not let that fly go.
He did
As
not.
A matter of fact, he went to the police station, came out, and still had the fly.
Now, this is question
posture.
Number two.
Same posture. So you know not an extreme
that's not evidence.
It's same posture.
We only here for the jokes. I understand this may be serious to some people. Not to us.
I guess.
So here's my thing. Did he just have the flag the entire time, or did he have to check it in? And then when he left, he was like, you know what? This could be a big PR moment. I need them to see me walking down these steps with this flag because it's like with the Trump assassination attempt, huge PR moment when he put his hand up, like many men. So maybe Adrian White was like, this is my moment.
He absolutely said, this is my moment. Absolutely.
It really was, because nobody got memed more than him.
I just was confused in the fact that, because he came down, they pulled him out of the building, him holding the flag. Went inside the building, and he decided now was the time to pull out the flag.
Yeah.
Because at some point, you had to either reach into your bag or reach. Did you tell the police, hey, give me a second, I got something to do. Yeah. Then you pull out the flag, all right, we can go now.
The funniest part of all is a Shannon Dawn, who was not an athlete, to be very clear.
When, no, he used to hoop.
Hoop where?
Yeah, I used to play
apparently
with
him. Hoop. Apparently, he used to hoop.
He used to hoop.
He apparently so.
So anyway, after he spent hula hooping.
He's got a very, boy, we are so bad at nicknames.
That man got gun casing. So he went, grabbed.
Not back in the day.
He went, grabbed the mace.
Let me go to my eyes.
Took it to the window, put the mace down.
But it was already open, so he didn't have to open it. That's why okay. I say it like.
I have a follow-up question, too, because I know there were tons of supporters outside, because we know this was a completely scripted event.
This was staged, yeah.
Was someone waiting for the mace drop?
Who was that person? No, they they had a whole
group of supporters.
Yeah. What made it so crazy to me was
they had someone filming literally the moment the mace went out, and then the guy.
And
was
then
like,
they was unsure that it actually came out.
The guy literally goes, "Okay, there's the mace. It came out, guys. There it is, guys. Okay."
I was like, "What?
I've got it." And then they put the mace right back.
Because how many concussions were given out that day? How many ACLs were torn?
According to the speaker, 2 concussions.
Oh my God!
Her cup and I think the devil.
See, her cup.
She said the cup went through a traumatic experience.
We had the worst.
Did it runneth over?
It was close to.
This is the worst.
Thank God it was there because it sustained a blow for her.
Y'all know how bad our January 6th is. How bad January 6th
this
was.
This is not our January 6th.
I know, sir. She thought it was the fact that the mace thing, the cup protected her. And then the next day, they posted a video of her with, like, gun fingers dancing to a reggae song. They were like,
oh, that's an old video.
No, I know it's old. I know it's old, but it brought it back to be like, this is what she was doing earlier at one point in her life. And I was like, this is the worst. What are we doing? Like, this stop.
I just find
something. The only thing that would have made this perfect was after all the hullabaloo, Michael Pitar goes, and Finn, scene.
I enjoyed it. I wanted them to play into it further. I wanted us to go extreme with this.
Hold on. Did he not do that?
I hope he
Question.
We don't know.
All of the other MPs for the FNL was pulled out.
Yeah.
Did you see any clips of Michael Pitar getting pulled out?
No.
So somebody had to say
it. It was directly in the back.
There we go. He saw at some point he said it.
That's a leader.
Playwright. I'm uncertain.
Yeah. Bus arrived.
You know what? When the fault's going on my side, I know I'm on the right side of history.
That's something wrong.
Y'all should know something's up from y'all. They processed the coffin down Bay Street for no reason. Wednesday morning, people trying to go to work.
Will this go down?
The logistics of that.
Will this go down as one of the worst scripted episodes of a reality TV show ever?
Yes.
The Bahamas.
This is a terrible show. It was entertaining.
When Michael Pitar lose, he'd be like, "We brought the Dundas to DePay Street, and we'll do it again."
Ross and Square. Hey, John Canoe got to do big things. Ross and Square.
I know one day they ain't set up the bleachers early no more. They can do that the day before, John Canoe. Y'all gave these people too much places to sit. They coming up there to chill.
That was your takeaway?
Yeah.
I just wonder why there was so much barricade on the
floor. Why
did you
give them so well rested? They was well rested because you give them seats.
All right, guys, that'll do it for this week. You know what? I feel like every episode we should make the last 10 minutes, we just ain't talking about sports. Wait, what did we learn today? Everyone say one sentence quick.
Mini hands.
That'll do it.